It is 20 after 6. You are with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, South African gas startup Blue Drop Energy says it plans to list its shares on the New York Stock Exchange and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And to tell us more about this is the company's CEO himself, Kenneth Maduna. Welcome, Kenneth, to the show.
Thank you very much, Zingisa. Pleased to be here.
Now, before we discuss the listings or the plans to list on both stock exchanges, could you maybe briefly tell us about Blue Drop Energy?
Yes. Okay. Blue Drop Energy is a startup within the gas industry. However, as directors, we've been operating through different outfits within the bulk wholesaling of gas and fuel trading. So as a business, we realized the opportunity within the gas sector and the goal, again, to be aligned with the global issues in terms of emission and stuff. So we just decided to really focus on clean energy. So that's how Blue Drop started to focus on its most of the business focus into the clean energy, and the LPG was a quick win for us. So here we are as a new kid on the block and about to really change the status quo of the business in the fuel space in South Africa.
Now, Kenneth, why has the company undertaken on listing on both exchanges? And for someone like me, maybe, why is this dual listing such a big deal?
It is a big deal because, as you are aware, within the fuel space, it's more on the entry to barrier. It's quite big because of financial constraints. So even during our trading business, we felt that we're not doing enough, because we'll buy from your refinery and deliver to the end customer during the and we missed out a lot of revenue streams within the value chain. So the listing is more to ensure that we can own the entire vertical value chain in terms of bringing the product, taking into our storage and distributing it to the end user. So that requires a huge investment. So, and as you are aware, within the country, nobody can just outright sign you a check for R1 billion. So, so the strategy is quite clear. We've got off-takers in place. So for us, it was more to ensure that we can have a reliable business, because once you control the value chain, you'll be able to have an uninterrupted distribution to your end user. Or else, you know, without solving the uninterrupted supply, you won't be able to service customers. So, and you can only do that by having your own assets. So as the dual listing, to raise more capital to be able to fulfill the business goal.
Yeah. Now, Kenneth, you know, I'm quite interested in the relationship that you have with the J Sassoon Group. You know, obviously they represent one of the oldest independent investments firms in the world, and they've got obviously their offices in the USA as well. I want you just to outline your relationship with J Sassoon Group. What are they bringing to the deal? What is that about? And if you can just take us through that particular relationship.
The relationship is fairly simple. J Sassoon's principle is to ensure that they're not just investing, but it's more of a value creation, in a sense that not the money coming flowing into the company, but also ensuring that we are more structured as a business to have a trickling impact in terms of social economic benefit to not just to the customer, but also more ensuring the sustainability. Because as you see, Jesusun is a 500-year-old business, a private equity firm. How they managed to sustain it was more to ensure over and over they have a succession plan. So with us here, it's not just business with them, but it's more on ensuring that their success remains beyond blue drop, but over and above ensuring the social impact within the our communities, because it's more on the social impact beyond them putting the money, though every investor wants to realize their value for money. Over and above, they want to ensure that they make a difference in someone's life, especially anybody who's a beneficiary within the project.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. And we're chatting to Blue Drop CEO Kenneth Maduna on the gas company's plans to list on both the Johannesburg Stock Exchange as well as the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah. Now, Kenneth, I think my other question would be, and I think a lot of people would want to find out. The first one is, what would lead you guys to be able to obviously seek funding in foreign markets? I think you mentioned earlier on that not everyone has got a billion rand lying around in South Africa. And I think I want to zero in on that as well. The reason why companies list on stock exchanges is to be able to raise money. And how much money are you looking to raise as the company or as Blue Drop Energy?
As Blue Drop Energy, our target is still $100 million, which is 1.4 billion into our today's current time for simple reason. So, number one, our business is not the cylinder manufacturing. It will be more to ensure that the LPG reaches every household, especially the low income households, where electricity, we know for sure, is unbearable for most of households, especially for cooking and heating. Mm-hmm. Over and above, to assist Eskom with to assist Eskom regarding the grid problem, because currently our grid is constrained, and Eskom's issues are not gonna be solved anytime soon. So as Blue Drop Energy, we would like to take advantage of LPG as an alternative source of energy. That's definitely why we're trying to raise so much money, to be able to have big presence in terms of distribution network, because that's where our government has always been failing to introduce LPG as a source of energy. The project has been sitting on the table for many, many years, but however, it never got an opportunity for somebody to be creative how we go about it. As we are aware that currently in the market, we've got only big players and they more focus on their profits. And right now, as Blue Drop Energy, we want to reverse the status quo beyond profit, ensure that communities can be able to afford energy and spend their disposable income feeding their household, also taking their schools to educating their children as well, you know. So it's beyond energy, more than anything.
And obviously, you know, and I'm going to ask this two-pronged question to you as well. Jay Sassoon obviously invested 20 million initially in April in Blue Drop as well. And was that something that they looked at actually taking private equity within the firm? And secondly, we hear that obviously Blue Drop is also planning on building an LPG cylinder manufacturing plant in Johannesburg. Could you tell us more about that and how much employment that is expected to create within the South African market?
Jay Sassoon Investment, though, is a private equity firm, so the money is being guaranteed by the U.S. Federal Bank, Exim Bank, which is promoting import and export out of the U.S. So it's a Muslim finance. So currently it's a pure debt to Blue Drop Energy.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we have an obligation to repay the money and for to build the storage itself. So as we to build the cylinder manufacturing facility and the cylinder manufacturing, so to be able to service all these households in the low income households, you need cylinders for your LPG to be there. And currently the market is in a serious shortage of LPG as well as the cylinders. You know, so cylinder is more an enabler to allow the household to have an option to switch off from your normal electricity to your fossil fuel, which is LPG and more cleaner and everything. And also, we also like to assist the government to replace paraffin because that's one of the main targets. Since we are aware that paraffin is not safe and there's spillage and the burning of squatter camps, so hence LPG will be more to ensure that in terms of clean, safe energy, also safety levels, and over and above the advantages with our cylinders vis-a-vis your steel cylinder, because with steel cylinder there's a lot of disadvantages. It's heavy, you can't even see how much is still left there. Our cylinders, so it's more composite, it's plastic. You'll be able to even have an indicator strip level in terms of your gauge and everything. So for household, I think it's an added advantage to know when to replenish. With steel cylinder, you're not sure, because it's steel, when you carry it, you're not sure it's still full or empty, and you come with all these tricks to see whether it's empty or not. So yeah.
Okay. Well, the employment part wasn't answered, but it's I said the employment part.
The employment part. The employment part will not come from the cylinder manufacturing. Right now, we're gonna establish a state-of-the-art cylinder manufacturing plant, which will we anticipate to produce about 8,000 cylinders a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So the plant will only hire up to 35,000 people.
Impressive.
So, but the way the work is, we are proud from where we come from, our township economy.
Okay.
So because we anticipating to set up a massive distribution network, hence we are on the New York Stock Exchange. So that distribution network is to develop a lot of refill centers, which are owned through a franchise model by our dear entrepreneurial youth in the township to run their own business, though it will be guided within the principle of our corporate governance. So the business model to create jobs is more during the distribution. The manufacturing plant itself, I don't think will make that impact, though 35 jobs is still enough jobs to feed a number of households. But where we see the big difference is the township economy, so where we have our franchise distribution.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Matuno, for joining us this evening. And I think I wish you all the luck in the world and congratulations again. You know, to list on two exchanges is no a small feat. So please, sir, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to have you in the future on the show as well to discuss some of the successes that you might have ranked up since those two listings as well. Thank you very much, sir. Good evening.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much again for the opportunity.
And that was a Blue Drop CEO, Kenneth Maduna, on the gas company's plans to list on both the JSE and the New York Stock Exchange. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.